no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
Today we're talking to Lisa McDonald, the Australia-Venezuela Solidarity Network.
Lisa, the Venezuela, the Exxon Oil Company has taken on the Venezuelan government and the Venezuelan oil company in a multi-billion dollar law case. What's the state of play?
Well, in 3 days' time, on the 22nd of this month, the original temporary injunction that this multinational corporation has taken out against PDVSA, which is the name of the state-owned oil company, will be reheard in London in the British courts. Basically, there's an enormous amount at stake in this because what the temporary injunction has done, and that was granted on January 24th without any prior notice to PDVSA, it might be said, if that injunction is upheld, then it means that up to $12 billion in assets of PDVSA will be frozen in Britain and also the Netherlands. The United States court case has already been upheld. That was upheld on February 13. So that's now both freezing the assets in the United States of PDVSA. But if the British one goes through as well, then Venezuela is in a very difficult situation. Even though they're overseas assets that have been frozen, nevertheless, this is an attempt by ExxonMobil, backed by, you know, the United States and also clearly British governments to try and do some real serious economic damage to the Venezuelan economy, which is pretty much dependent on the oil company.
Mm. And has the Venezuelan government been able to, is there any way that the Venezuelan government can come back at this attack on them, economic attack?
Well, what the government did on February 13, when the United States Federal Court upheld ExxonMobil's injunction in the US, was suspend oil sales to that corporation, to ExxonMobil. Venezuela provides around about, it's the fourth largest supplier of oil to the United States. So it has a certain amount of economic leverage, but obviously if Venezuela was to suspend all exports to the United States, then that would hurt the Venezuelan economy as well, obviously. So, you know, there's only a certain amount that they can do, because people should understand that PDVSA, the oil company, Venezuela's state-owned oil company, accounts for some 90% of Venezuela's foreign exchange. And it's absolutely the most crucial source of funds for the Venezuelan government's programs, the programs that provide free education and health care to the poor. I think last year PDVSA spent over $13 billion on the social programs, much more than double what it invested in new gas and oil projects. So it's the backbone, not just of the Venezuelan economy, but the Venezuelan revolution, which is bringing, you know, healthcare and education and other rights to the Venezuelan population. And in that sense, I think that's why this multinational corporation backed by the United States government is going for Venezuela through the oil company. They know that's where they can do maximum damage and really try to undermine the social revolution that's going on in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. And do the people in Venezuela perceive it that way? I mean, what is the reaction of the various sectors of Venezuelan society to this state of affairs?
Like on all issues to do with the revolution there and the sort of changes that the Chavez government is introducing, it's divided. The capitalists, and there's still a sizable part of the Venezuelan economy which is owned, privately owned and controlled by individual capitalist and capitalist companies, they are supporting ExxonMobil's legal attack on Venezuela. And they're doing so vociferously through the media, which is still overwhelmingly controlled, privately owned and controlled as well, not state-owned. So on that's one side of it. On the other side, though, there has been, over the last week in particular, a growing number of demonstrations by Venezuela's poor, ordinary people who are furious about what ExxonMobil's doing and understand what this attack means. There was a very interesting statement put out last week by Luis Carvajal, who's one of the main union leaders of the workers who work in the Orinoco oil belt, which is the area in which ExxonMobil's original stake was nationalized with an offer of compensation, which they rejected from the Venezuelan government. But this union leader pointed out on behalf of all of the workers in the Orinoco belt, who he says support the nationalization that the government has undertaken, he points out that ExxonMobil has for decades and decades exploited Venezuelan people's wealth, exploited the workers, violated their rights and so on, and therefore all of the people working and living, the ordinary people working and living in that region where the oil is actually extracted, are very much supporting the Venezuelan government's moves to get sovereignty over the oil resources in the area and to use the wealth that's generated from it to improve the lives of ordinary Venezuelans. So it's a very polarized situation, I guess, but certainly the overwhelming majority of the Venezuelan people at this stage are supporting the Chavez government's attempts to stop this legal thuggery by the corporation.
And what about the response from the international community?
Yes, well, at the moment, of course, ExxonMobil is using its international weight in the world. It's the biggest oil company internationally. It has connections and influence and power everywhere, including it was one of the main players in the United States occupation of Iraq. And they're using that. They're using every means available to them within the Western sort of legal system, but also the Western political system to get the support. So, top leaders of the United States, Condoleezza Rice and others, have come out very clearly in support of the of ExxonMobil's move. The other governments at this point are not commenting, other than within Latin America and Central America. Nicaragua's President Daniel Ortega has come out and condemned ExxonMobil's attack and pledged the support and solidarity of the Nicaraguan government and people for the Venezuelan government. And there are a couple of other Latin American countries that have indicated likewise, because they also have ExxonMobil in their countries and they understand the horrible consequences for their economies and their workers and so on. In the international community, there is the beginnings now of an international solidarity campaign to protest ExxonMobil's attack on Venezuela's right to sovereignty over its own natural resources. And in fact, today, an international call will be distributed around the world from Venezuela solidarity organizations calling for a week of action from February 29 to March 6, where Venezuela solidarity and generally just human rights campaigners will be organizing protests outside ExxonMobil headquarters and so on to demand that ExxonMobil actually withdraw its legal campaign against PDVSA and support the Venezuelan government's efforts to defend and extend the Venezuelan people's right to own and control their own resources.
And I think there's a letter going around, isn't there, to the Australian government?
Yes, that call will be that's going out today will include a call on governments to support Venezuela's right to self-determination. So, and effectively, that's what that International Week of Action will be doing. It'll be calling on all peoples, as well as governments and organisations, civil society organisations, to condemn these moves that ExxonMobil is making, because it sets a precedent. This is the real real concern. You know, if these corporations can get away with this sort of economic thuggery, and I know it's only an extension of the old colonialism, but we need to we really need to put a stop to it, because if they get away with it, then they'll be right across the third world. All of the natural resources of those countries are going to continue to just be, you know, considered the property, of these big capitalist firms, and the people who, you know, the ones who suffer are the people in those countries.
Mm. And if any of our listeners wanted to put their name on that letter or to send a letter themselves, is there somewhere on the net where they could access a draft?
Yes, absolutely. If people are interested in more information generally about what ExxonMobil's done or about this campaign, and in order to sign on to this letter, if they go to www.venezuelasolidarity.org, they'll find the sign-on letter on the homepage and other information as well.
Good. Well, thanks very much, Lisa McDonald, for talking to Community Radio, TuneIn FM and Latin Radical.
Thanks very much, Warwick.